with the 27th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Kenny Clark, defensive tackle, UCLA.
How have the last few days been since the draft?
I mean, it's been good. It's kind of calmed down a little bit. You know, I've been working out, trying to keep myself in shape for camp.
How about your family? They seemed awfully excited the night of the draft. How are they handling things?
Oh yeah, man, my mom and everybody's excited. They're just ready for me to start. And they're trying to get jerseys and stuff, and trying to get stuff figured out so they can go to the games and have fun.
Now, with Brett and Dayton, there's a UCLA connection, and you've probably heard from them. How about your other new teammates? Has anybody reached out to you?
Yeah, I talked to Mike Daniels probably about an hour or two ago. He decided to have me on the team with Dayton and Brett. They were so excited to have me on the team, too. So, yeah, we're just ready to go and ready to get to work.
You know, you mentioned Mike Daniels. I've watched you on tape, and I've been watching Mike for several years now. You guys got a lot in common with the way you go about this football stuff.
I think just when we both come from wrestling backgrounds, so we both have that understanding. I think that's just that mentality that you got to take into football and being aggressive. And I think you got to take that into being a defensive lineman.
You got the rookie orientation camp coming up. Are you looking forward to it? And what do you hope to get done in that few days?
I basically want to just get better every day. Focus on me and focus on what I need to do. The first day, I'm going to understand that I'm going to make mistakes and stuff is going to happen. And I'm going to work hard. And I'm just looking forward to getting to the film room and learning from my mistakes and learning from what I need to do and what the coaches are asking me to do and apply that on the field every day.
Kenny, you're joining a team with some legitimate superstars. Is there anybody you're most excited to meet?
I mean, I'm just happy to be with all those guys, man. It's a blessing. When Aaron Rodgers hit me up on Twitter and told me he's decided that another Pac-12 player is on the team, that was super cool.
Kenny, as a first-round draft choice, do you feel any extra pressure?
Nah, I don't feel no pressure, man. I don't feel no pressure. I'm pretty sure these guys, when they bring me in with open arms, and I'm going to feel right at home with the Green Bay Packers, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be just fine. I'm going to do my job to the best of my ability, and I'm going to do what's best for the team.
Kenny, I'm a washed-up player, and I've been watching a lot of tape of you, and the thing that jumps out is that you are one stout dude. You are really strong. Now, were you always like the strongest kid in class, or is a lot of that come out of the weight room? How did that strength happen?
I would call myself the strongest guy, but I think what I do is I use my legs, I use every part of my body to play, you know, and I think I just use my strengths well, you know. I just take every advantage that I can. I work hard and I do what I'm supposed to do.
Well, that work ethic shows up on the field. Like I said, I've been watching tape, and I think it was the Washington State game. You're rushing the passer, so you're about 10 yards into the backfield, and the ball's completed downfield, and you turned on a dead sprint, went downfield, and tackled the receiver. Now, that says something about your motor, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and I think not only the motor, I think that just takes the mentality and just going out for your teammates.
Is being an all-around defensive lineman that can play both the run and rush the passer, is that important to you?
Yes, it's very important just because, I feel like I'm pretty good at stopping the run. I always can get better. I'm working on my hands every day. I'm working on getting bigger and getting faster and stronger. So I'm trying every day to help myself out with the run. But definitely with the pass, the league is becoming a bigger passing league. I need to continue to improve on my pass rush to help my team out just because of the way football is going right now. In order for me to be on the field, I need to be able to pass rush. You know, I don't want to just be a two-down player. I want to be on the field at all times.
You were a captain of your football team at UCLA as a junior. What did that say? And that had to be really something special to you.
I mean, when I got chosen as a leader on my football team, I think it was more humbling than anything, just because I have so many good relationships with my teammates, and just being able to be a part of, I mean, just being able to be a part of the UCLA Stories program. Yeah, I mean, it's Pac-12 schools. UCLA is a huge school, and they could have picked any player to be the captain of their team. I'm happy to be a part of that history.
Kenny, last thing for you. Packer fans love to know their players. What are you about off the field? Like, what do you do for fun and that kind of jazz?
Honestly, I'm a pretty chill guy. I mean, I play video games, got an Xbox. I'm just one of them kick it at home and chill guys. I really wanted to get into fishing lately, just something to relax.
Kenny, there's a lot of fishing in Northeast Wisconsin, and I'm sure there's no shortage of people that would love to have you come along.
I look forward to it, too.
All right, welcome to the Green Bay Packers. We look forward to meeting you in person this weekend.
Okay, thank you, man. Appreciate it.